In Jeanette's opinion, if Tommy had nothing to hide, then it was safe to go to the police station and chat with Dennis Smith and Mike Baskin. Tommy had nothing to do with the Haraway girl, but he didn't trust the police. After wrestling with the issue for an hour, he asked Mike to drive him to the Norman Police Department. Smith and Baskin took him downstairs to a room with video equipment and explained that they wanted to make a tape of the interview. Tommy was nervous but agreed. The machine was turned on, and they read him his Miranda rights, and he signed the waiver. The detectives began politely enough. It was just another routine interview, nothing important. They asked Tommy if he remembered the last interview 5 months earlier. Of course he did. Had he told them the truth then? Yes. Was he telling the truth now? Yes. Within minutes, Smith and Baskin going back and forth with the questions confused Tommy with the days of the week back in April. On the day Denise Haraway disappeared, Tommy had worked on the plumbing in his mother's home, then showered and gone to a party at the Roberts' home in Ada. He'd left at 4 in the morning and walked home. 5 months earlier, he'd told the cops this had happened the day before the disappearance. "I just got my days mixed up," he tried to explain, but the cops could not be convinced. The detective's replies were, "When did you realize you hadn't told us the truth?" And, "Are you telling us the truth now?" And, "You're getting yourself into more serious trouble." The tone became harsh and accusatory. Smith and Baskin lied and claimed to have several witnesses who would testify that Tommy was at a party by the Blue River that Saturday night and had borrowed a pickup truck and left. "Wrong day," Tommy said, sticking to his version. He'd gone fishing on Friday, partied at the Roberts's on Saturday, and gone to a party at the river on Sunday. Why were the cops lying? Tommy asked himself. He knew the truth. The lying continued. "Isn't it true you were going to rob McAnally's? We've got people who are going to testify to that." Tommy shook his head and held firm, but he was deeply troubled. If the police were willing to lie so casually, what else might they do? Dennis Smith then pulled out a large photograph of Denise Haraway and held it close to Tommy's face. "Do you know that girl?" "I don't know her. I've seen her." "Did you kill that girl?" "No, I didn't. I wouldn't take nobody's life from them." "Who did kill her?"
"I don't know."
Smith continued to hold the photo while asking if she was a pretty girl. "Her family would like to bury her. They'd like to know where she is so they could bury her."
"I don't know where she's at," Tommy said, staring at the photo and wondering why he was being accused.
"Would you tell me where she's at so her family could bury her?"
"I don't know."
"Use your imagination," Smith said. "Two guys took her, got her in a pickup, took her away. What do you think they did with the body?"
"No telling."
"Use your imagination. What do you think?"
"She could be alive for all I know, for all you know, for all anyone knows."
Smith continued to hold up the photo as he asked questions. Every answer by Tommy was immediately disregarded, treated as if it weren't true or weren't heard by the detectives. They asked him repeatedly if he thought she was a pretty girl. "Did he think she screamed during the attack? Don't you think her family should be able to bury her?"
"Tommy, have you prayed about this?" Smith asked.
He finally put the photo aside and asked Tommy about his mental health, about the composite sketches, about his educational background. Then he picked up the photo again, thrust it near Tommy's face, and started over with questions about killing the girl, burying the body, and wasn't she a pretty girl? Mike Baskin attempted a tearjerker when he talked about Denise's family's ordeal. All it would take to end their suffering would be to tell where she's at. Tommy agreed, but said he had no idea where the girl was. The machine was finally turned off. The interview lasted 1 hour and 45 minutes, and Tommy Ward never wavered from his original statement. He knew nothing about the disappearance of Denise Haraway. He was quite rattled by the meeting, but agreed to take a lie detector test in a few days. The Robertses lived only a few blocks from the Norman police station, and Tommy decided to walk to their home. The fresh air felt good, but he was angry at being treated so harshly by the cops. They had accused him of killing the girl. They had lied repeatedly to try to trick him. Driving back to Ada, Smith and Baskin were convinced they had found their man. Tommy Ward looked like the sketch of one of the strange-acting boys who'd stopped by JP's store that Saturday night. He'd changed his story about where he was on the night Denise vanished.
and he seemed nervous during the interview they had just completed.